and many different ways that theory and experiment have interacted. It appears that anything you say about the way that theory and experiment may interact is likely to be correct, and anything you say about the way that theory and experiment must interact is likely to be wrong. The search for neutral current weak forces at CERN and Fermilab provides an example of the class of experiments that are undertaken in order to test theoretical ideas that are not yet generally accepted. These experiments sometimes confirm, but sometimes refute, the theorist's ideas. A few years ago, Frank Vilcek and I independently predicted a new kind of particle. We agreed to call this particle axion, not aware that this was also the name of a brand of detergent. Experimentalists looked for the axion and did not find it, at least not with the properties we had anticipated. The idea either is incorrect or needs modification. I did once receive a message from a group of physicists meeting at Aspen proclaiming, "We found it," but the message was attached to a box of the detergent. There are also experiments that present us with complete surprises that no theorist had anticipated. In this category are the experiments that discovered X-rays, or the so-called strange particles, or for that matter the anomalous precession of the orbit of the planet Mercury. These, I think, are the experiments that bring the most joy to the hearts of experimentalists and journalists. There are also experiments that present us with almost complete surprises, that is, that find effects that had been discussed as a possibility, but only as a logical possibility that there was no compelling reason to expect. These include the experiments that discovered the violation of the so-called time reversal symmetry, and the experiments that found certain new particles, such as the bottom quark, and a sort of very heavy electron known as the tau lepton. There is also an interesting class of experiments that have found effects that had been predicted by theorists, but that were nevertheless discovered accidentally because the experimentalists did not know of the prediction, either because the theorists did not have enough faith in their theory to advertise it to experimentalists, or because the channels of scientific communication were just too noisy. Among these experiments are the discovery of a universal background of radiostatic, left over from the Big Bang, and the discovery of the positron. Then there are the experiments that are done even though one knows the answer, even though the theoretical prediction is so firm that the theory is beyond serious doubt, because the phenomena themselves are so entrancing and offer so many possibilities of further experiments that one simply has to go ahead and find these things. I would include in this category the discovery of the antiproton and the neutrino, and the more recent discovery of the W and Z particles. Also included here are searches for various exotic effects predicted by general relativity,